Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
The Monday episode about ready to roll.
I was born by God's dear grace.
22 years after 9/11.
An extraordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. Back from our excursion to Rapid City, South Dakota. And the visit of Donald Trump. I see he's put out a statement this morning, just moments ago, about 9/11. Joe Biden's unavoidably detained, not able to make it to Ground Zero today. I don't know what he's doing. But I just heard on the news that he's not attending the events of 9/11. So he probably wouldn't be able to answer our question, what's different since 9/11. I'm asking the question with this motivation in mind. We can all remember the pit in the stomach we felt on this day 22 years ago to know that we had endured a terrorist attack on our soil, worst since that horrific Pearl Harbor bombing. And I dare say I don't think enough is different. And that our footing to take on the worst of the worst has really faded since then. I really think it has. You go to New York, you go to the 9/11 Memorial, you see the names. Every year we see the images again and again and again and again. But what's really changed? What did we learn from that event? Let people crawl across the border, I guess? I don't know. Anyway, welcome your take. It's 701-271-1100 today. Text us at 701-237-1590. Let's pick up Fox News. They're reading some of the names. I think this is the best tradition post 9/11 they've done, where they actually remember and read all the names. Oh, my God. Is there a feed anywhere we can just get the names and not have
I'll
talking heads?
Find. Yeah, they're just talking over the reading of the names, which I wish they wouldn't do, but...
Yeah, it's a little disrespectful to talk over the names being read at Ground Zero. They have family members that take turns reading the names of loved ones. It takes place every year on the anniversary of 9/11. The commemoration. 22 years after that attack. Pretty amazing. Also want to talk about a story in the form of Fargo-Moorhead today about Fargo leaders covertly working with a developer on a plan to move homeless services out of downtown. Now, covertly, quietly, whatever word you want to use, doesn't necessarily seem appropriate if we are aware of this. I mean, I don't think anything needs to be public about it. I mean, in other words, this is a discussion worth having. So I'm not sure why anybody needs to be covert about it. or what it makes the what makes the forum believe this is covert. We'll dig into that story a little bit. And recap a little bit of what we learned, saw, and heard in Rapid City with the 45th President of the United States. Kev, what was your big takeaway?
That America is alive and well, and the red, white, and blue matters. Freedom matters. The message, I was excited that it's ever, the message resonates more than the man, almost. I mean, they just, you know, the dentist, Juliana, the border, the immigration problems, the you know, the tanking of his business, of his neighborhoods, the things that are going on. I mean, it was, yes, all of the terrible policies, and it didn't matter what color your skin was or where you were from, and all Americans there. But man, there was 1,000 different accents, you know.
It really was.
It really was.
Pretty amazing. My big takeaway is, if you really listen to the words of President Trump, you really have a litany of reasons that we need a fresh start and bold new leadership in America. There's a lot
no
of
question.
There's a lot of things that are
yep.
are they're tattering. You know, the flag is tattered. It's something we really need to pay attention to. He did a very good job of laying that out.
But I use the term common thread when we are out there. Everyone talking about the same thing. The reason that we're here, that they came here, that people want to come here. It's the freedom to build a life, to work hard, to raise a family, to do the things you want, to be left alone by government. I mean, it was so refreshing to see that, okay. And I came away with that mostly that Trump is the man in the arena, as Governor Noem said. He's the one to beat. Good luck with that.
Also today on the program, Congressman Kelly Armstrong next hour. Your questions welcome for him. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will preview their annual meeting coming up in Watford City. You should be there. It is so integral to the success, continued success, prosperity of North Dakota and North Dakotans that it's worth being there. Ben in Rolog wants to answer our question on 9/11. Go ahead, Ben. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Kevin brought out a real interesting fact this morning about the Pentagon and the airplane, and I never thought about that, but it was very intriguing. Well, there was another thing that nobody talks about is in the complex of the towers, building number 7, I've heard, was like 40 stories high. Nothing hit that building, and yet it fell down.
Yep.
Nobody talks about it.
Four blocks away.
Radio. Yep. I listened to a guy on the radio here. He's a structural engineer. He's been studying it for 20 years, just that thing. And he said that building was imploded because when you implode a building, the aluminum just flows out the bottom, just a river of metal because of the heat of the implosion. And he said that thing, exactly what it did. Okay, tell me. Nobody talks about it. Why is that? And that was just as good a question as what Kevin had about the Pentagon. And yet, nobody's talking about the Pentagon either. So I just wish somebody would bring out the facts of this. I used to trust their government. I have absolutely no trust in our government, none whatsoever.
So help me understand the motivation to stage, in other words, if Building 7, as you say, was imploded, why? What is the? What I mean, you have two giant towers that fell, and that certainly was what it was. I don't understand why Building 7, if in fact we say it was imploded, what's the motive behind that? What's the motive behind, okay, there wasn't a plane at the Pentagon? I get real leery of these things until I can understand, you know, all right, if what you say is true, what was the reason behind it? You guys have a theory there?
I have no ideas.
A big part of it was some finance companies. This U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission was there. There was a number of thoughts about it. But, you know, to the why, it's just, who knows why? I look at the Pentagon and I'm not discounting the lives lost or anything, but as an aviation geek, just show me where a fully loaded 757 is in this picture I'm looking at because it's not there. And I don't know where it is, where it went. I just know that the story is flawed because there is no fully loaded 757 aircraft that just folded up and went into the Pentagon and disintegrated.
Well, then where did the plane go?
I'm telling you there's no plane at the Pentagon.
Where are all these
people?
And
I can prove it to you in 5 minutes.
Are they on a...
I don't know if they crashed the thing at sea or whoever was doing what, but a plane did... That's the fully loaded 757 No way. I said it, but I was watching it that day.
Well, there was DNA of DNA
Scott,
of,
they
of
said
the people
that.
Who died.
Yeah, where's the plane, though? Just show me. Where is it?
Well, I mean...
Where is it?
Let me give you... I have no idea, but I also don't know enough about a plane of that size fully loaded with fuel flying into a building of that size and how it couldn't just be... In other words, I can't discern that the World Trade Center was there. You know, because it's now a molten mess.
Well, they cleaned up the molten mess. You would have cleaned up the tail section, the two-ton engines. You would have cleaned up. And I'll just give you one quick thing. If you look at the picture right after 9/11, where the hole was in the building, remember, Pentagon, first there was a hole in the building, about a 25-foot hole.
What caused the hole?
A missile had to have, because it wasn't a 757 fully loaded. I'm just. All I know is what it wasn't.
Somebody flew a missile into the Pentagon.
Well, the thought is there's a rogue Saudi pilot flying an F-16 somehow in that big. Have you watched any of the documentaries that dig into all of this?
Yeah, I have.
You watched them all, then you know what we're talking. Because they had that big northeast sector,
I know what's
crane
alleged.
Thing going
I know
on.
What's alleged?
Well, show me where the plane is, and I'll believe the rest. That's a big question mark for me. And there's no plane there.
It was inferno.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fade it down pretty quick. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Cirrusset. The folks at Cirrusset are all about resetting your brain. Cerebral reset. That's what Cirrusset is short for. All right? If you take a look at their website or listen to the commercials you hear occasionally on our air, you're going to hear real-life stories about the difference when you help your brain help you relax, rebalance, reset. Goes without saying that the brain is your central command center. So if your brain's out of balance or stuck, you don't feel right, it's impossible to function at your highest level. Cirrusid is a proven technology, non-invasive, highly effective. It can help your brain free itself, enabling you to achieve higher levels of well-being and balance throughout your life. Schedule a special introduction to Cirrusid by going to cirrusid.com or get you connected with the folks at the Fargo Cirrusid location, where you're going to hear story after story about the difference they've made. Call them at 566-5231, 701-566-5231. All right? 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Here's more of a commemoration of 9/11 and some of the news coverage we heard 22 years ago today at this hour.
It was a day that you'll never forget, but it's also a day that, you know, you really don't want to remember.
Nothing compared to 9/11. Nothing compared.
The sound and what I felt, it will never escape me.
This is as close as we can get to the base of the World Trade Center. You can see the firemen assembled here, the police officers, FBI agents, and you can see the two towers. A huge explosion now, raining debris on all of us. We better get out of the way!
You look up and you see One World Trade Center with your eyes, but you don't see One World Trade Center in your mind. You see two buildings on fire.
Terror and fear and running on the street again. People were scattering for cover.
Get out, get out, get out, get out.
This is just so much bigger than we thought. We had no idea.
Nobody's safe. We're not safe. Even the all these little buildings, we're not safe.
I could see the tail of a jetliner dip. Dip, turn. That fast.
And there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Richard, hold on just a moment. We've got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding!
I remember just saying, Nina, we've got to get down. We've got to get down.
As far as all my colleagues, you know, I thought everybody was gone.
The building collapsed.
Not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
But that cloud of smoke just... It was a whole new approach to things.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
Egging me on, says, come on, come on.
Watch out, there it is, there it is, there it is.
The way, like a movie scene, it just sort of came up the street behind us.
I don't think you could be that close to 3,000 people dying and emotionally, spiritually not just feel that way on you.
Well, I can see your people. People are children without mothers and fathers tonight.
And that's for us. We were covering it. These families that never were the same again have much, much bigger burden than we do.
You rolling? Okay.
Amazing. And of course, we've heard every year for the last 22 years a recap of what we all remember so well that day. But what has changed? What has changed? And by the way, the 9/11 families are reading the names. Did you check C-SPAN for that direct feed on that, Kev?
Yeah, I didn't see anything yet.
Kevin's working on finding the actual memorial service. Fox is taking a little bit now.
And that's something I carry proudly. We love and miss you more every day.
Howard Lee Kane. Jennifer Lynn Kane. Vincent D. Kane. Jun Ku Kang. Sheldon Robert Cantor. Deborah H. Kaplan. Robin Lynn Kaplan. Alvin Peter Kappelman Jr. Charles H. Karcheski. William A. Carnes. Andrew K. Cates. Charles L. Casper. Dennis Jean Carpula. John A. Katsimatidis. Robert Michael Culpers. Don Jerome Cowell. Kawauchi. Edward T. Keene. Richard M. Keene. Lisa Yvonne Carney Griffin. Carol Ann Kiesler. Barbara A. Keating. Paul Hanlon Keating. Leo Russell Keene III.
These two young men, I don't know, 12, 13 years old. Family members obviously reading the names, and that continues. Every single name being read. I wondered earlier about Bob Beckwith, who was the firefighter, and whether he was still alive or not. Newsmax is actually interviewing him right now. Let's dip into that.
After that famous bullhorn moment, and also, where is that bullhorn today?
Where the bullhorn is, I don't remember. But I did speak to the president. I had been in his company many times. We were invited to the White House for Christmas parties and his inauguration. And
I'm seeing that video. We're seeing that video right now. That's right. I see you there in the Oval Office with President Bush there. A remarkable moment. Beautiful moment there. You know, one of the stories that can come from this, and again, 22 years later is reflecting, is the resilience of you, of firefighters, of our first responders, of those impacted by these attacks, our military. So much has changed since then. I'm just curious to know, Bob, and I'll end with this. As you reflect 22 years ago, what do you do today to remember 9/11?
Oh, I remember a lot of it. I really do. And I went down there because I heard that I was a delegate in the union in the UFA for many years. And I was one of the delegates working with Jimmy Boyle. Jimmy Boyle was the president of the UFA, and I heard that his son was missing. And I said, that's it, I'm out of here. What happened? I was telling my kids, I got to get down there. And they told me, don't bother, you're too old.
All right, Bob, Mr. Beckwith, can I pause you? The reason why the moment of silence for when the North Tower went down is at 10:28. I'm going to come right back, so stay on the line.
Reliving that day 22 years later on What's On Your Mind. One listener says, I think the people of the United States forget some major tragedies so soon because our nation has descended from the tribe of Israel. More on that comment after this on What's On Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Today is Patriot Day. 22 years ago, the terrorist attacks on America took place. Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world, began erupting yesterday after a two-month pause. The volcano is in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said the eruption was observed in the afternoon at the summit of Kilauea. The observatory reported gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind from Kilauea. The alert level was raised to warning status, and the aviation color code went to red. A newly found comet is roaring through our cosmic neighborhood for the first time in more than 400 years. The comet, roughly 1/2 mile in diameter, will sweep safely past Earth tomorrow, passing within 78 million miles. You'll want to look toward the northeastern horizon about 90 minutes before sunrise, near the constellation Leo. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
We are heard.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices. Secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
That was George W. Bush addressing the nation from the Oval Office the evening of 9/11. 27 before the top of the hour, we're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits. What do we have for lunch today? How about some lasagna at the 45th Street location? Stuffed cabbage in Glendon. Chicken tenders and mac and cheese, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Beefy noodles on 12th and I-29, as well as West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or chicken pot pie. Valley City, Harwood location, Euland, they all have home cook and grab-and-go convenience. At PetroServe USA, you just tell them that Scott sent you. So before the break, I read this comment from a listener, and you can call us at 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. It says, I think the people of the United States forgot some major tragedies so soon because our nation has descended from the tribe of Israel. Manasseh, I believe you pronounce that, which means I forget or forgetful. I think God was sending a warning to our country, as he is today with all the problems plaguing our nation, to turn back to him. That probably is the best advice of anything anybody ever, anywhere could ever tell you. If you have turned away, we can say in many ways the nation has turned away. But each of us individually have that choice. So, profound commentary there. Texture says, what about the claim of the missing fifth plane? Know anything about that one, Kev?
That, no. I've heard about it. I haven't dug into much about that. But
no, we're missing a plane.
Yeah, there was apparently a fifth aircraft that was, not accounted for. I don't think that played into it. From what I can remember of it,
Listener says, I'm glad you had fun at the Trump rally. I think the GOP does not understand a huge swath of the base that supports the party will walk away if they let the DOJ or any other government entity prevent us from being able to vote for Trump. We see MAGA, Make America Great Again. That's what MAGA stands for. We see MAGA, this listener says, as a movement in which we are trying to build a party that represents us. If they are against that, they are against us, and they will not be a party we continue to support. If Trump is allowed to be taken out, which we will watch the party go down in defeat in 2024, we owe the party nothing at that point. Thanks again for your coverage and support of the MAGA. Thank you. You know, what is so sad to me, and this happened during the Tea Party movement, it's one of the reasons I wrote a book called Grassroots, because I would go to Tea Party events, host Tea Party events, and I would see the most wonderful people. I mean, the salt of the earth. Just dear, sweet people, very concerned for their country, who took time away from their farms and their businesses and their families to attend tea parties because they cared about the direction America was going, and they believed we needed a correct course. Do you remember, Kevin, all of the hate, venom, thrown at members of the Tea Party? If you went to a Tea Party movement, you were, according to the media and the hard left, some kind of nutcase, freak, whack job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Just wait long enough. Everything repeats itself. Exact same thing that's happening with the Make America Great Again. And you got to go to one of these events to really understand the genius of it, as Kevin and I did on Thursday and Friday. Everybody has a story to tell. I mean, for crying out loud, we meet a dentist from California,
yep,
who leaves his family, his practice, and everything else, gets in a plane and flies to Rapid City, South Dakota, because the president is there, and he's done it again and again and again because he cares about the country.
You know how they, and it's both sides of the aisle, they called it a movement, the Tea Party movement, as if, well, it's a movement for now, but it'll be stopped at some point. You know, that's the establishment talking. That's a movement, nothing to see there. Well, they better start paying attention to what's going on in places like Rapid City on a Saturday night when Trump rolls into town. Because it was
packed. The people
okay.
there.
It was, show me Joe Biden do that. Throw a dartboard at any city in the country. I don't care what state. Show me a place where Biden can put 7,000. More than that, outside, wanting to get in, but couldn't.
Let me add
listening
this.
To it.
Let me add this. Those people all paid to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 7,000 people pay to see Joe Biden?
I don't think seven people wouldn't pay to see Joe Biden. Exactly.
But I think the genius of it that gets missed, because we focus on how many people were there and everything else, is just these people themselves.
Yes.
The stories that each of them tell.
Amen, brother.
I mean, that's
did you not get a moment meeting Juliana and her story and her 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it took her 32 years ago to become a citizen? Read the Constitution, proud that she knew the Constitution.
She did, yeah.
Proud that she knew the way this country works.
What was the name of the goat lady who played her songs earlier?
Sharon.
Sharon, yeah.
Another one.
I mean,
fantastic.
Unbelievable. Written songs about what she feels and
here's the thing,
those events.
And to give you faith, all ages, there were kids there.
Yep, kids biked over
young,
from the high school next door.
All ages, all creeds, all colors, all genders. I didn't see a lot of trans people running around, but I'm just saying, there's only two genders, so there was all kinds of genders. Two of them, you know, different variations of them. But what it transcends, that's what I'm saying, the common thread of freedom and what this country represents to everyone was there in force.
It was.
And that's what's going to win. None of this other stuff is sustainable. None of it's real. We all see through. It's all BS. It's all a statement and a plan and an agenda that we're all on to. That's what I think. We're on to you. We're on to your playbook. We're on to your plan. You're going to either have to get with the program of red, white, and blue and America first or get out of the way because the train's rolling. No question. In my mind, anyway.
Appreciate the text and really enjoyed meeting all the good folks that were there. It was phenomenal. Friday was just fun and really interesting radio, I thought. Hearing from all those voices, both on Need to Know and What's on Your Mind, was great. Loved it being there. And if you haven't been to one, find one. Go to one because you'll really understand this movement. And it's not a movement to be dismissed, that's for sure. Listener says, according to the news, Biden is in or headed to Alaska. with all these severe weather disasters happening, Biden heads to Alaska. I think Alaska is a stopover on his way back. They do a little refueling there.
Yeah, something like that, whatever.
Back from this trip that he was on, of which, did you see what happened again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was mumbling.
They cut his mic off.
So bad.
They weren't sure he was done.
That his own staff said, this is ending.
Thank you.
We're done.
Thank you. All right, gotta go.
This concludes the program in the middle of him talking.
And what world is that a press conference? President Biden is going to hold a press conference. Well, first of all, why are you holding a press conference in Vietnam? Why don't you hold one in the briefing room? You lost lunatic. I mean, come on.
Oh, it was
press conference.
It was really, really bad.
It's just embarrassing at this point. It's scary, actually. He's got control of anything. Or the people that run him, we should say, have control of anything.
By the way, he used one of your favorite lines when he speaks at these events. Listen to this.
Let's follow my orders here.
Following my orders here.
Hey. Hello.
He is sifting through papers right
now. Come on. There we go,
holding
Joe.
The microphone.
There we go.
Saying, I just follow my orders here. And then
come
he's
on, buddy.
Paging through stuff. Wait for it.
Staff, is there anybody you haven't spoken to?
Staff, is there anybody you haven't spoken to?
Yeah.
I ain't calling on you. I said that. Five questions. I need it. Be away.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
Also repeated one of his famous lines. By the way, it's back. Listen.
My brother loves having his famous lines in movies that he always quotes. And one of them is there's a movie about John Wayne, he's an Indian scout, and they're trying to get one of the big tribes of America back on the reservation. And he's standing in the unit, so he's raw arms and they're on their horses.
This is incoherent. Here's what he actually said. The Indian looks at John Wayne and points to the Union soldier and says he's a lion, dog-faced pony soldier.
That's exciting.
Where there's a lot of lying, dog-faced pony soldiers out there about global warming. That's what he said after that rambling bit of nonsense.
The mic getting cut off was interesting, too. I don't think they knew if he was going to keep going or not.
Well, he was mumbling.
And then there's questions coming out, and he locked up like Mitch. And then they decided to turn his mic back on, and he's going to bed. There you go. I'm going to bed.
Incredible. Here's another one. He's being asked a question.
Hey, let me play this for you. This is Mike getting cut off.
Leaders' minds, and they respond to what's needed at the time. And look, nobody likes having...
Hey, come on.
Celebrated...
No teleprompter.
...international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting. If you don't have a game plan. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
And he's locked up. And they turn his mic off.
Yeah, we talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the third world, the southern hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all.
Thank you, everybody. This ends the Cal's press conference. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That ends everything.
He's losing it. We got to cut this thing off.
We got to go.
Get him to bed.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
An effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Terrible.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of absolute.
Yes,
of
and that's
view.
The second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted
arriving at the scene. Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh
my goodness, there's another
it
one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
Is
now
a plane?
Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just...
Okay.
Where do you get your knowledge from? How much time do you have in a
pilot? Oh, it was another...
Oh no. Okay.
Explosions,
multiple explosions, ladies and gentlemen. We just saw another explosion.
Coverage that day was just unbelievable.
That was us in the break room at the radio station. yeah. go up the street
seeing
here. Yeah.
What in the world? Yeah,
Reese
exactly right.
M. Martin.
Meanwhile, we remember
William
the names.
J. Martini Jr.
Brian E. Martineau.
Betsy Martinez.
Edward J. Martinez.
Jose Angel Martinez Jr.
Robert Gabriel Martinez.
These are family members who are reading the names, and that ceremony continues at Ground Zero as we speak. Every year, family members come together and commemorate what happened on that awful day. One other piece of news that I mentioned at the beginning of the program that I haven't had a chance to dig into here, but there's a story in the forum about how Fargo leaders are covertly working with the developer on a plan to move homeless services out of downtown. And Melissa Vanderstad wrote this article. It says, at the behest of prominent downtown developer Kilbourne Group, elected city officials here have been meeting behind the scenes to discuss relocating homeless services out of the heart of downtown. The idea, pushed along by Mayor Tim Mahoney, is still in its infancy. He said, no concrete plans to move the city-run downtown engagement center or the privately run Salvation Army have been made. Both serve people experiencing homelessness. However, elected officials have already toured a potential location for the move, as well as approached the Salvation Army with their idea. The forum discovered that Mahoney and Commissioner Denise Kolpak toured one property for the potential move, and that Mahoney and Commissioner John Strand met with Kilbourne and the Salvation Army to ask the nonprofit if they would be interested in relocating adjacent to the downtown engagement center at a new location. Both events occurred last month. This is sort of written like a piece of, I don't know, like this is palace intrigue or something. This to me makes a lot of sense. Does it not? Because you have this circle right now where you have certain members of the homeless community who go to the Salvation Army, get some help, offered treatment and other things, or maybe if they've been homeless for a year, they get housing from folks that are part of the harm reduction force for the city of Fargo, and then they're back out. And they're interacting with this engagement center, as well as the Salvation Army, and end up, basically the vast majority of them, I wouldn't say all of them, obviously, but a large percentage of them end up back on the streets. And so it becomes the epicenter in downtown Fargo. I think it makes perfect sense to say, let's find a place where help can be provided that is not downtown so this vicious cycle can break. I think that makes good sense. I don't see anything nefarious in this conversation happening. And when it's just a discussion and you're tossing it around, it's not like you're making that public. I don't know. Henry and Fargo, what do you think about this idea?
Well, I have to apologize. When I was dialing in, it cut out, and now, you know, it's just been kind of cut, so I didn't hear all the points of the issue. But, I mean, could have seen this one coming with the Kilbourne Group, the new city offices. Instead of solving the problem, let's just move the problem. I mean, come on, let's address this issue head on. Let's not just move it because the guy with the most money in the state and the new city and the condos down there, I mean, it just looks like we're just moving the problem.
Yeah, I mean, can you better tackle the problem from a co-located Salvation Army and Downtown Engagement Center elsewhere? And might that then lead these people into services that can get them help without having the comfort, if you will, the blanket of, I'll just get right back into my little cycle downtown? I know what you're saying. It smacks of, oh, wait a minute, move the problem somewhere else, and let's not impact pristine downtown Fargo. I get the optics of it, but I think the actual solution makes sense because it's just a vicious cycle down there. It is. Services are there. They don't take advantage of what's available to them, and they go.
Well, I went down because somebody told me there was a new restaurant down there. And so my wife and I, we got in the truck, headed down there. And honest to goodness, I thought they cleaned up downtown. It was terrible. I mean, you could see drug deals going on during the street. There's tweakers punching stoplights. It was just insane of what was going on downtown in Fargo.
No, I've seen some of the same things you're talking about. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of great things going on downtown, and there are definitely challenges, which is why I think this conversation ought to be had. It doesn't need to be covertly or anything else, and I'm not sure that it was covertly. Not much a city commissioner or mayor can do covertly. But anyway, more on that discussion as the weeks.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news. The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.